Hey, gorgeous, it's Miriam here. And if you're all about the money, then you've got to watch this video right here. Now, I'm just going to come right out and say it and tell you, it's not about the money. Stop making it about the money, especially if you'd like some more money. You need to stop. You just need to stop making it about the money because it's honestly not. So let me explain a little bit more. Now, you want some more money. I get it. We all live in this material world and money is important. And when there's a feeling of not enough or I'd really like to have some more and I've worked really hard to get to the next level, it can become a bit of a thorn in your side. And, you know, it can feel frustrating and you can get a little bit obsessive about it. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with money. Money is fantastic. Money is wonderful. Money allows you to spread abundance throughout the world even more. I love money. But the thing is that the more you obsess about trying to get some more money, the harder you're making it for yourself because it's really not about the money. So take a step back and just like, let me ask you, why do you want the money? And you'll tell me things like, I want to maybe retire my husband, buy my dream house. I want to travel the world. I want to start a foundation. I want to run retreats. I want to start a charity. There's something there that you want the money for, right? You don't want the money just for the sake of the money. There's something you want to do with the money. And the reason you want to do those things with the money is because of the way that you want to feel at the end of the day. You want to feel the freedom. You want to feel the ability to make choices, the ability to choose to spend your days however you like. You want to feel that lightness, right? You want to feel that joy, that happiness. You want to be able to do whatever the hell you want to do without having to ask permission or look at your bank account or have to hustle even harder. You want the freedom to do whatever it is you want to do in this life and to fully express yourself, to become the most abundant version of you. So what you're looking for is an abundance and a spiritual abundance and a feeling of joy, of happiness, of all these higher emotions. And that's what you're really after. Now, while you keep making it about the money, you're really narrowing down your ability to call into your experience the things that you're looking for. Because the things you're ultimately looking for have not much to do with money, but you think that money is a necessary stepping stone along the way. And so you're kind of micro-focusing down on the money, thinking, well, if I don't get the money, I can't have the other things, rather than focusing on the end result you actually want, which is that joy, that happiness, those feelings of freedom and abundance. And those feelings, they're actually already available to you. And what I see so many people do is they realize that the feelings they're ultimately after are already available to them at some level, but they refuse to go there. They won't let themselves feel good. They won't let themselves feel abundant. They won't let themselves feel free and joyful because they think, well, if I feel that now, then I won't need the money and then I might not ever get it. And so if I don't end up getting the money, then hang on, you'll feel joyful, free, and abundant. And how is that a problem? Right? Can you see where I'm going here? If you can already feel that way without needing the money to make it happen, then why wouldn't you allow yourself to feel that way right now? Because the reason you want the money is to get more of those feelings into your life. And when you're holding yourself back and going, no, I won't allow myself to feel that yet. I'll instead choose to feel worry and doubt and fear and, you know, be hard on myself that I haven't worked hard enough and I haven't nailed this manifesting thing yet. And the universe seems to deliver for everybody else except for me. While you stay stuck in that place, you're never going to be able to attract any of those things you're looking for. Least of all the money, right? Because the money is just one of the ways that what you're ultimately after can come about. And when you align energetically with the ultimate end result, when you see it and believe it to be possible, and when you act like somebody who expects it to happen, that's when it can actually happen. And that's when all the things you need to allow to happen, including the money, or maybe there are other ways it can happen that don't even involve money that you've not even considered, That's when all those things can actually happen. So the only way you're ever going to get the money is by just forgetting about it for a little while and focusing beyond the money to what you actually want the money for. Because ultimately, it's really not about the money anyway. It's about feelings of abundance. It's about feelings of expansion. It's about feelings of being deserving, worthy, and finally embracing everything that you know that's been waiting for you, that the universe had in store for you all along. That's what you're really after, and you can have that right now. And I'm telling you that as long as you keep denying yourself having that, you're actually stopping not just that end result and that feeling you're after from coming, which is crazy when you think about it, but you're also stopping the money from coming. So just leave it alone already. Stop obsessing about the money, because it's not about the money, and start focusing all your energy, all your awareness on those ultimate end results you're really after, which is the happiness, the joy, the abundance, the expansion, that feeling of spiritual abundance, of fulfillment. And when you do that, I promise you, the money and anything else you need to make it happen will come. Now, if you'd like some help with that, I have linked in the description to this video one of my free resources that will help you take the next step so that you can stay focused on the vibration of abundance, which will allow all the things that you desire and ones you've never even dared to dream of to come into your experience. Because true abundance, true wealth is an inside job. It's about feeling abundant and for your soul to be overflowing with all the goodness that the universe has available for you to experience. It's incredible. So that's what I want for you most of all. So grab that from the link in the description. And until I see you next, make sure you keep on remembering to embrace your unlimited potential. Bye for now.